Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic Brainstuff episode. In this one, we delve into a study that aimed to discover whether all of humans' ingenuity really makes us any cleaner than other animals. Like, for example, chimpanzees. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Your parents probably spent years yelling at you to clean your room and make your bed. And sure, a neatly made bed looks tidy, but science says that hardly matters. It seems no matter how tight your bed corners are or how many quarters you can bounce off that blanket, your bed still isn't as clean as a chimpanzee's. Yep, apparently chimps are clean. We humans are the pigs. Which are also quite clean, but that's a whole other episode. Researchers at North Carolina State University compared human beds to the treetop nests that chimpanzees make for themselves nightly. The scientists weren't looking for smooth sheets, though. They were comparing microbes and insects and spiders. The lead author on the paper, PhD student Megan Thoemis, notes that human beds usually contain some of the same microorganisms that are found in the rest of the house. She means germs, but she's being nice about it. She said in a press statement, "For example, about 35% of bacteria in human beds stem from our own bodies, including fecal, oral, and skin bacteria." Which, actually, when you put it that way, we're not sure is technically nice. Chimpanzees are closely related to humans in evolutionary terms, so Thoemis and her team wanted to see if the chimps' beds were filled with similar bacteria and bugs as humans' beds. The answer turned out to be no. The team swabbed 41 abandoned chimp beds located in trees in Tanzania to look for microbes. They also vacuumed 15 of those nests to pick up any tiny critters, like parasitic insects and spiders. What they found was a far more diverse group of microbes in the chimp nests, which makes sense because the nests are outdoors, and the microbes reflect what you'd expect to find in the forest where chimpanzees live. But researchers did not find nearly as much fecal, oral, or skin bacteria as they did in the human beds. only about 3.5%, which was a surprise. The chimp nests also had no insects or spiders, though the team expected to see some parasitic species in the nests. But no. Though Emma said, there were only 4 ectoparasites found across all the nests we looked at, and that's 4 individual specimens, not 4 different species. Granted, chimps do build new nests every night, and they are, careful defecators. But fecal matter does build up in chimp fur, so the researchers expected to find more of it than they did, even in freshly built nests. Though Emma said, this work really highlights the role that man-made structures play in shaping the ecosystems of our immediate environment. In some ways, our attempts to create a clean environment for ourselves may actually make our surroundings less ideal. Today's episode is based on the article, Your Bed Has More Poop Than a Chimp's, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Kristen Hall Geisler. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.